Greg, thanks very much. Backstage at the Kimball Center with soprano Carolyn Sampson. And we have the Mass in B minor of Bach to talk about. And Carolyn, I've got to tell you, the first half has just been fascinating.
Hasn't it? I mean, it's just gorgeous. It's such a great piece to perform. And, you know, with all that talent on stage, it's been great fun.
Well, it's pretty labor intensive. You're all singing quite frequently throughout this whole first section.
Yeah, although in a way I always feel that actually I'm done sort of just after the interval and then I can just sit back and enjoy. And I sometimes say that I'd rather sing in the choir, actually, because they get such good bits to do.
Interesting for me is informed performances, in other words, period instrument performances versus modern instrument performances. Do you have to prepare differently for that?
I do, in that I, in fact, at home for something like this, I'll often work with an electric piano where I can change the pitch. So, for example, with a period instrument orchestra, if we'd be performing as A, concert A will be 415 hertz, so down a semitone from the way your modern orchestra tunes. And I will put the pitch down, so I'll prepare at the correct pitch. But other than that, I tend to just wait and see and try and, you know, blend and work in with the orchestra. What's interesting as well here is that Yannick's asked the orchestra to use less vibrato or no vibrato often. And that's really interesting because that's something you often hear with a period band, but not so much with a modern orchestra. So that gives us different ways of singing, different options for how we create our sound.
Yeah, I was noticing that in the first half, and it probably takes a certain amount of effort to not vibrate when you're used to doing it.
Yeah, I think for the instrumentalists it's a thing, and for example the stringed instruments, they've got to do a lot more work with the bow to get different colours rather than automatically vibrating. And of course intonation has to be spot on. You know, you can't fudge it. And also as a singer, yeah, it's a thing. And it means that we need to think of vibrato as a colour rather than a constant. And I think we forget how recent an invention vibrato is. And there are still scores from the early 20th century where composers are writing in a sign that means to vibrate. So it wasn't the norm. And we forget that because, you know, of course, our ears, our modern ears, have grown up with it.
I think it's been said by several conductors and by quite a few people that really the B minor Mass is a culmination of everything that he wrote previously.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I mean, Bach is so extraordinary as a composer, and I think we've probably all got our own favourites, but yeah, I mean, what a piece. And, you know, just the vocal parts in the choir, for example, how he's weaving these lines in and out of one another is something quite special.
Well, I'm looking forward to the second half of this. I know it's going to be fantastic, judging what I've heard already. And I can't wait to get back out in the audience. In the meantime, you're just about done for the year, and you're going back to England, I understand.
Yes, back to the UK on Monday, and just got to record Schoenberg's second string quartet, in which I sing in two movements, and then a Messiah.
And then back into the foray at some point, I guess, in the spring.
Exactly. Well, I'm back to work with Beethoven's Missa Solemnis, and then actually working again with Yannick on Mozart's C minor Mass.
Well, I envy you on the Beethoven. That's one of my all-time great favorite works. It's going to be quite a year, I'm sure. Well, Carolyn Sampson, it's been a pleasure to speak with you and meet with you for the very first time, and I'm looking forward to hearing part two.
Thank you.
Greg, back to you in the WRTI broadcast booth.